Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger in the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. Solomon, gifted with such wisdom, able to answer all the questions and to lead the people in such a tremendous way, son of David, and yet Solomon became enamored of many women, took many, many wives from all the pagan territories. You know, it was a thing that knit everybody together. I know when I traveled to one country in Africa, a young man I knew had become king. And when he became king, he inherited the 60 wives of the previous king. And then within a few years, he had also taken other wives. He had like 90 wives. But they were meant to tie every village and every community into one unity of people, that nobody could be neglected. He had obligations to take care of everybody. And so even here, from every tribe, from every group, village, Solomon took wives. But then he began to build up temples to all of their pagan gods. And that's where Solomon lost favor with God. For all of his wisdom, he thought it was smart to honor the paganism and the pagan gods of all of his wives, of all the areas that he had taken. And that is where we hear of his downfall today, where the kingdom is going to be split and taken away. What we consider wisdom sometimes is not. It's what we are thinking is might be expedient, but it's not always right. And we certainly experience that in our own lives. Today we continue to open our hearts, that we understand that God's will and God's mercy and God's presence in our life sometimes defies our explanation. Even with Our Lady of Lourdes and her apparitions, the world doesn't have any place for it, can't understand it. And yet, in God's mercy and God's love, the Blessed Virgin continues to appear, continues to call us to faithfulness, continues to call us to open our hearts to a reality that the world doesn't understand, but to a reality where God's love touches our hearts, where God calls us to a deeper faith, where His healing grace continues to touch the lives of so many people. And so we pray that even as Jesus healed this man who was deaf and was not able to speak, so many people today continue to find healing at Lourdes, that in the grace of Christ present in our midst, that we continue to find hope and strength for our lives.